Age Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. President Vidyadeep Bhandari prorogues current winter session of the House of Representatives. Nepal government decides to close all educational institutions in corona-affected areas till 14th of May. Nepal Communist Party Maoist Center postpones its standing committee meeting for Tuesday and Syria to hold election in May after years of war. Now the news in detail. President Vidyadeep Bhandari has prorogued the current winter session of the House of Representatives from today. On the recommendation of the cabinet meeting held this morning, President Bhandari prorogued the parliamentary session to be effective from 1 p.m. today. The Federal Parliament Secretariat is reported to have received a letter from the office of the President in this regard. Some important bills registered in the restored House of Representatives failed to proceed in the session that began on 7th March due to political disputes. Meanwhile, the government is scheduled to make public decisions taken by the cabinet meeting today itself. Nepal government had decided to close educational institutions in urban areas affected by COVID-19 till mid-May. Minister for Agriculture Padma Kumari Arial informed that the cabinet meeting held at Prime Minister's office or residence in Balwatar this morning decided to close educational institutions in the urban areas affected by the coronavirus and decided to urge for conducting online classes. Ministry of Health and Population last week had recommended to the COVID-19 crisis Management Center to close educational institutions, stating that the corona infections were spreading rapidly among children under the age of 15. The standing committee meeting of the CPN Maoist Center summoned for this afternoon has been put off. The meeting was postponed citing the need to hold discussions about the latest political developments with other political parties in the aftermath of the secession of the House of Representatives winter session by the government from today. Party standing committee member Ganesh Saha said the meeting would take place probably on Tuesday after sitting for dialogues with other top political leadership about the latest political developments in the nation. Today's meeting was likely to discuss the contemporary political scenario. President Vidyadeep Bhandari has appointed Dr. Kumar Chudal and Nahakul Subedi as the justices of the Supreme Court. A spokesperson at the office of the President Rup Narayan Bhattacharya said the President appointed them the Supreme Court justices on the recommendation of the Judicial Council and in accordance with Article 129 of the Constitution of Nepal. Chudal is the Chief Judge at the High Court Patan and Subedi the Chief Judge at the High Court in Surkhet. Social activist and former health minister Prayagraj Singh Sual passed away at his residence in Jochi last night at the age of 93. Sual was among the old generation leaders who struggled for democracy being associated with the Nepali Congress. Late Sual had also served as the mayor of Kathmandu and a parliamentarian during the Panchayat regime. One person died of coronavirus infection in Bake district last night. District COVID-19 Crisis Management Center Bake's corona focal person, Tej Oli, said a 75-year-old man of Kohalpur 14 in Bake district died of coronavirus infection while receiving treatment at Nepalganj Medical College. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. Syria is to hold a presidential election next month, the country's parliament says, a move likely to maintain President Bashar al-Assad's grip on power. Assad is not expected to face serious opposition despite continuing conflict and a growing economic crisis. After 10 years of war, the Syrian government controls most of the big population centers in the country. About 400,000 people have been killed and over half of Syrians displaced. Speaker said the election for a president who will serve a 7-year term will take place on 26th of May. Russia has announced that 20 diplomats from the Czech Republic will be expelled from the country. The Czech Republic expelled 18 Russian diplomats on Saturday. Czech local intelligence agents say the diplomats are Russian intelligence operatives. They are suspected of involvement in an explosion at an arms depot in 2014, which killed two people. European Union foreign ministers are said to discuss the accusation during a meeting on Monday. Moscow has given the Czech diplomats a day to leave, while the Czech Republic has given Russians 72 hours. Russia's foreign ministry called Czech decision unprecedented and hostile act. United States Secretary of State Antony Blinken has defended the country's decision to withdraw from Afghanistan, saying the terror threat had moved elsewhere and that Washington needed to refocus resources on challenges such as China and the pandemic. U.S. President Joe Biden announced last week that nearly 2,500 U.S. troops would leave Afghanistan before this year's 20th anniversary of the 11th September attacks that triggered America's longest war. The unconditional withdrawal 4 months later than a deadline agreed with the Taliban last year comes despite a deadlock in peace talks between the armed group and the Afghan government. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. President Bidyadev Bhandari prorogues current winter session of the House of Representatives. Nepal government decides to close all educational institutions in corona-affected areas till 14th of May. Nepal Communist Party Mao Center postpones its standing committee meeting for Tuesday, and Syria to hold election in May after years of war. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.online.nepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.